I'm Graham Richardson, sitting in for Leslie Roberts, Ottawa at Work, as we head to noon and the end of our show, and we move on to other things. Professional sports is easing back into the new normal for them, and there's talk of, CFL has chosen a hub city of Winnipeg, so they're going to look at some kind of a schedule for television. We've got the NHL situation happening. The NBA is sequestered or, bubbled in Orlando. Professional soccer is going ahead. There's things for NFL. I've been watching some golf on television without fans. Am I the only one who likes it better without fans and without the get in the hole guy? I don't know. That's just me. Moshe Lander is an economist at Concordia University. He joins us on the line. The question is, how long can major sports leagues survive like this? I guess the answer is not forever, Moshe, but it has been an incredibly challenging time for them.
Yeah, I was going to start the interview by yelling mashed potatoes into the phone, but I figured after your statement that you didn't like to get in the hole guy, I figured I wouldn't be
that guy. Mashed potatoes, yeah, that's right.
But listen, it really depends on the league, right?
Yeah.
So, I think the CFL probably faces much more of an existential threat if they don't play than, say, the NFL.
Yeah.
Right?
TV rights and money, right?
It's always money, and that's really the driver of everything right now. So, where you said the CFL is looking at a hub city of Winnipeg, they're merely trying to salvage a season and maybe their actual existence. If they don't play this year, then the last time we would have seen the CFL is the Grey Cup back in November of 2019,
mm-hmm.
and conceivably the next time we would see them would be in May of 2021, assuming that there's some sort of normalcy that's returned to the world by then. That's 18 months without CFL football, and while there's definitely hardcore CFL fans, 18 months for the typical fan, the marginal fan, that's a long time to forget it and lose interest. So
that's a habit breaker, an occasional habit breaker.
Absolutely, and I don't need to tell you in Ottawa, once Daniel Alfredson goes, fan interest goes with it, right?
Yeah.
So, the Sens have no chance of being in the playoffs this year, obviously, because they're not going to play any longer. But same sort of idea then, that if they're not around for a year, fans were already kind of losing interest anyway. The arena was way out in Kanata. And so, the leagues themselves are probably going to be able to survive, but maybe individual franchises could really start to feel pressure if they have to go 18 months between actual games that matter with fans and seats.
Ultimately, regardless of the sport, could this mean an adjustment in salaries for superstar players?
It's coming. So right now we've been seeing that in a lot of cases with the sports that are returning, notice that there's usually some sort of tie to a collective bargaining agreement that needs to be updated, revised, extended, discussed, whatever. Because in sports where you have hockey, NFL, NBA with salary caps, those caps are usually tied to the previous year's revenues. And this season just ending has really messed up revenues. And so it's going to have an impact then on salary caps. In the NHL and the NBA, where you have guaranteed salaries, you could quickly find yourself in a situation where, three or four star players could be hogging up the cap in a way that you have to just start slashing players every which way. And so it could really pinch at the athlete level, the middle class and the lower class, in terms of salaries. And it could really create a weird, bizarre sort of market of free agents.
What do you think about hockey's plans? Because I've got a young person in my home who is desperate to watch hockey on television and will be glued, which is a good thing for the game, right? They've got these hardcore fans. Do you think it's going to work?
So I will tell you that I am a hardcore fan.
Yeah.
So my entire existence, I've cheered for the Buffalo Sabres and the Atlanta, now Calgary Flames. So
wow.
I have a long history of suffering with two franchises. So, I'm looking forward to hockey coming back too. However, there's a couple of issues. One is it even the right thing to do? Sports takes up a huge part of our lives, and we put a lot of psychological impact on it. So coming back in one sense kind of helps us feel normal again. But there's a certain aspect out there that, especially in the U.S., where they just can't seem to get this thing under control, and thousands and thousands of people are dying every day. These athletes are getting access to daily testing or every other day testing, and most of us can't even get regular access or reliable access in a way to tell if we can even go to the supermarket safely. So, you know, there's a certain aspect here where it's kind of a little, I don't know that this is the right thing to do, and certainly a PR nightmare of, you know, a coach going down and dying. It's not like they were the healthiest people to begin with,
right?
Workaholics with bad eating and sleeping habits. You know, one of them gets it, a young player gets it and goes down and, I mean, dies.
Seriously, yeah. Well, that's a possibility,
It always is, right? So, look, they've done everything that they can, and I think that fans will very much appreciate the fact that an effort was made. You know, we're certainly pillaring Major League Baseball for somehow managing to blow the opportunity to get, say, 100 games, and it's now down to 60. So, listen, if they try it and they can't finish, I think everybody will understand. I think the fact that they're attempting to try it, I recognize it for the financial issue more than it's really they're caring about the fan.
Yeah, yeah. And we are a day away from what was supposed to be the Tokyo Olympics opening up. Or, sorry. No, they're scheduled to open up in 2021, a year from tomorrow. And the head of the organizing committee saying, if things don't change from right now, that can't happen. Remember when we were actually having these debates about whether they were going to cancel or not? It seems frivolous now and silly. I mean, I don't know how they could even get athletes in there. They can't.
Right. You know, at the time where they were debating what to do, I think I was even on CFRA, and I was saying at the time, I don't think this is going to happen at all. I think those games are done, period, over, and not to be rescheduled. When they said that they were going to just push it a year, I mean, I guess when you've spent all of those billions of dollars up front anyway, that you have to at least say we're going to try again at some point. But don't forget that the Olympics itself is not a two-week event. It's a years and years event in the making that involves all kinds of national trials, where in order to qualify for the Olympic team, you have to compete in sub-events that take place months in advance, as well as the amount of training that's involved. So if you can't even pull off the qualifying events at the national level, which have to be taking place sometime within the next 12 months, then you don't have any athletes that can show up anyway, let alone show up safely or be protected. Conceptually, with the bubble idea that we've been seeing in sports here, there's some sort of idea then that, okay, maybe 2-3 weeks before the Olympics begin, we can start having the athletes arrive, we can lock them down in a bubble in Tokyo and see what happens. But, you know, these athletes are going to want to use that time for training, or there's going to be pro events going on in the lead up where they're going to say, wait a second, we need to get actual reps in here. It's not enough to just practice running 100 meters. We actually need real competition. And so it's not quite the same sort of thing then as, you know, professional sports in the North American sense, or even the European soccer leagues. I'm really skeptical that we're going to see this Olympic cycle at all. I think the next games are the 2022 winter ones.
Wow. Moshe, great to have you on again. Thanks so much.
Anytime.
All right, that's Moshe Lander from talking about sports and talking about the viability of pro sports leagues and teams in this COVID era, and can it actually work?